After the appointment, May and Jennifer walked to their red Dodge Caravan, which was parked near the St. Francis Hotel. "Do you and Wyndham have soccer practice tonight?" Jennifer asked, unlocking the doors. "Not tonight. Good thing, too. I'm already behind on a bunch of business calls." May's seeing-eye dog, Josh, climbed in and sat on the floor of the passenger side between May's feet. Jennifer started the ignition and pulled out onto Post Street. With good traffic, they would be in Davis in an hour and a half. May opened his cell phone and began to return business calls, simultaneously making certain that Jennifer didn't miss the turnoff to Route 80. May possessed a collection of uncannily accurate mental maps. It was that kind of skill, and others, that caused many to consider him a kind of super blind man. Once across the Bay Bridge, the couple relaxed a bit.
"Well, that was fascinating," Jennifer said.
"It sure was. It doesn't sound real, does it?" Jennifer hadn't begun to sort out the implications of Goodman's offer, but she knew this much. Something big had happened, and it was certain to be an intensely personal issue for her husband. For that reason, she wanted to say nothing, to simply let him process it for himself. But she also needed to hear him talk.
"So, hypothetically," Jennifer said, "just for fun, what would it be like? What might you like to see?"
In 12 years of marriage, they had never discussed what it might be like for May to see, not even in the playful way in which they allocated imaginary lottery winnings. Since early childhood, May himself had not thought about what it might be like to see, a fact that struck many who met him as inconceivable. The concept of vision simply was not part of his existence.
"Well, it's probably not possible, but just for fun, I think I'd like to see panoramas, especially at Kirkwood," May said, referring to the family's favorite ski resort.
"And I'd like to see beautiful women."
"That makes sense," Jennifer said. "You're always thinking about those things anyway."
"Panoramas and women are two things I love, but can't go around touching. They can't really be adequately described to me. Those are two things you really have to touch with your eyes in order to fully appreciate."
"Where might you go to see these beautiful women, other than your own home, of course?" Jennifer asked.
"Saint-Tropez, straight to the topless beaches."
"I need a tan," Jennifer said. "Mind if I go with you?"
"If you don't mind me gawking."
"You've been gawking."